Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Four people are still missing from Tuesday's bridge collapse in Baltimore. Divers discovered two victims yesterday in the river below. The port of Baltimore remains closed as investigators try to learn more about why a cargo ship crashed into the bridge. Debris still fills the river, and this means no vessels can sail into or out of the Baltimore port. That could mean difficulty for the U.S. economy. The Port of Baltimore handles more cars and trucks than any other port in the country. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton are scheduled to appear with President Biden tonight in New York City. NPR's Elena Moore reports they'll attend a Biden re-election campaign fundraiser.
It's a sold-out show at Radio City Music Hall, and more than 5,000 supporters are expected to attend. According to the Biden campaign, the fundraiser will bring in over $25 million, which they say is, quote, the most successful political fundraiser in American history. The event comes as Biden continues to be neck and neck with former President Donald Trump in recent national polls. That said, Trump continues to trail Biden in fundraising. Elena Moore, NPR News.
A judge in California is formally recommending that pro-Trump attorney John Eastman be disbarred and lose the right to practice law. As NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, Eastman played a key role in former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
After Election Day 2020, attorney John Eastman worked with the Trump team to push unfounded claims of voter fraud. After courts rejected those claims, Eastman helped develop a plan for Vice President Mike Pence to unilaterally halt or delay the certification of Joe Biden's victory on January 6, 2021. California State Bar Court Judge Yvette Roland found that Eastman committed, quote, exceptionally serious ethical violations warranting severe professional discipline. She recommended that Eastman lose his law license and pay a $10,000 fine. The California Supreme Court will ultimately review the judge's finding, and Eastman has indicated he will appeal. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The biggest Israeli city attacked by Hamas on October 7th is welcoming back residents. It was evacuated in the first months of the Israel-Hamas war. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
Hamas attackers killed more than 50 people in Sderot at the start of the war. Almost all of the residents were evacuated to hotels across Israel. This month, most of the city returned, schools reopened, and the government is giving grants to returning residents. Israel's military campaign in Gaza means rocket fire onto the city is less frequent. But residents are still shaken, and soldiers are now guarding every school. Across the border, Israel is still not allowing Palestinians who fled North Gaza to return. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 20 points. This is NPR. New polling from Gallup shows a significant shift in attitudes regarding Israel's military conduct in Gaza. The poll shows a majority of Americans now oppose Israel's campaign. NPR's Michael Levitt reports.
In polls from earlier this month, 55% of those surveyed say they disapprove of Israel's military action in Gaza. That's a 10-point increase from last November. Back then, half of all respondents said they approve of the military campaign. Now, it's a little over one-third. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones says these trends cut across political parties.
We see declines among all three party groups, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Declines have been larger among Independents and Democrats than among Republicans.
Gallup notes that President Biden's overall job approval rating is no lower than it was at the start of the conflict. But changing views about Israel's conduct in the war could affect turnout. Michael Levitt, NPR News.
A federal sentencing hearing is underway in New York for the former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of swindling more than $8 billion from investors. This morning, the federal judge said Bankman-Fried committed perjury on the witness stand during his trial and that he took far more than $8 billion. Federal prosecutors are seeking at least 40 years in prison for Bankman-Fried. Tomorrow marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was seized by Russian officials and jailed. Russia has accused him of spying, a charge he denies. The Wall Street Journal is now holding a 24-hour read-a-thon to support Gershkovich. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.